Michigan winter. I hope that everyone has had a good start to the new year. Have you made any resolutions for 2023? I wonder what everyone is hoping to achieve this year. For me, I would like to create a plan that would allow me to further improve my Japanese. In terms of interpersonal relationships, I would also like to make more of an effort to show the people that are important to me that I care about them. In my column this month, I would like to talk about winter in Michigan. I really enjoy the fall season in Michigan, but there is nothing like going outside on a sunny winter day and seeing everything covered in snow. Common popular winter activities in Michigan include skiing, snowboarding, tubing, snowmobiling, and ice fishing. My favorite is snowboarding. The first time I went snowboarding was when I joined the ski club at my high school. I am still not very good, but I'm hoping to go snowboarding in Japan this winter. Last December, I went to an elk farm at the Thunder Bay Resort in Hillman, Michigan with my family. Although one of the animals on the Michigan state flag is an elk, it is not common to see wild elk in Michigan, besides the ones that are raised in captivity. At the resort, we were taken on a horse-drawn carriage tour of the grounds and ate a wonderful hand-prepared meal in a cabin. This made for a very enjoyable and unique experience, similar to one that you may expect out of a movie. Additionally, I will be putting on an event based on one of the very unique festivals in Michigan, hosted in Naugamie City called Heike Lunta this month. The reason that this festival is so unique is because it honors the roots of the large Finnish-American population living in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. This event can be enjoyed by people of all ages and will also provide an opportunity for attendants to learn about how Finnish culture is represented in Michigan. More details are listed under the town events section. Hope to see you there.